Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Here we are at the end of October, Barbecue Bob. Pheasant season started last week on the 20th, and to commemorate that, I made a small purchase, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But anyway, I'm Joppin. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
Hey, thanks. Welcome to the show. It is the weekend, so it's time to get your extra special grilling skills in action.
That's right.
And we're don't do the average stuff on the weekend. You have time now to pull out the whiz.
Well, if your backyard's big enough, you can take one too. But anyway, we're going to talk a little bit of cool weather grilling today. And just because, you know what? We finally got out of this summer weather pattern where we are anyway.
Dang it.
And we're now getting cold nights and not so hot days, which is, I don't know, just gets me in the mood to do more hunting and do more fishing and just get out and enjoy a flannel shirt, man. And this, like I said before, this is my favorite kind of weather.
And you got a new dog.
I did. That was the purchase that I was going to talk about. Is for the first time in my history, I bought a mutt. And but it's a gourmet mutt. And what I mean is she's half Labrador Retriever with a huge bloodline of hunters and half German Shorthair Pointer with a huge bloodline of hunters. But they just had a little weekend rodeo and got together and made a litter of mutts. And so I picked one up last Saturday, right after the show, went over and found one. Or I had been working with this lady and wasn't sure if I was going to get in line and because somebody wanted two. And then they backed out and only took one. So I got the female, actually, that I wanted. So her name is Pearl. And Pearl is like having an infant in the house. She needs to get up two or three times a night, and you need to let her out or she'll make a mess. But she's asking already, and I think she's going to be bright, and I'm very encouraged. So we've got her sitting already, and she's 8 weeks old. So should be a good future. All I got to do is just work with her every day and make sure that she minds.
I think that's going to be a fantastic breed combination, especially if both parents are champions, to have to cross breeds like that. I mean, my dog is half Rott and half Airedale, and he was just crazy, crazy animal that, I mean, he's like human. He talks to you practically.
Yeah.
You talk to him anyway. I know every time you come over.
So, I absolutely do.
I like mutts. We've had quite a few. I haven't bought a thoroughbred since probably the 90s. We used to do the Airedale thing. But
yeah, Gibby was my last one. I had to put him down right before Memorial Day. He was a hotbred German Shorthair. But this, we're going to see it. We're going to see how it goes, man. I'm excited to have a pup back in your life. I tell you what, it changes how you do things. I didn't realize what freedom I had until I brought her home, and it was like I'm just thinking about it now. It's like right now, if she's in some crate, and I got to make sure that somebody gets there and lets her out in the meantime. But it'll all work out. Looking forward to it. It's another chapter.
Last weekend we had Olivia and Jordan's birthday party. They're born like 6 days apart, 5 years and 6 days.
Yeah.
But so as long as we had Alex and Jordan at home, we'd take full advantage of that.
Sure.
Because it's time to put up firewood.
Oh.
And we got the camper out and ready for, they're going up to do some late bow hunting with me right before rifle starts. So we were working on the RV and cutting firewood. It was the worst firewood session I ever had. Here's how it goes. Now, I just got it's been a bad year for equipment in our house because my rider was in two or three times.
Riding
and that's
more?
A major thing.
Right.
Because that's a trailer deal. But I also took both my chainsaws in, got them tuned up and ready. Well, the new steel, the pull cord thing just, I don't know, disintegrated. I don't know what happened to it. It was acting up, so we had to start it a few extra times, and then it just goes wing. So that wasn't impressive.
And then did the rope break, or did the whole mechanism just break?
I don't know.
Down?
I haven't taken it apart. I'm trying to bring it back to the shop. But then my big rancher, Husqvarna, it just started puking and acting weird, and it was running so great. And so then we managed to get through a trailer load of logs that I brought back from the deer hunting property and started up the splitter, and that thing started acting up. It's backfiring and popping. We made it through a really ugly load of firewood, but it was the worst equipment day, and I went to start my pickup truck, and the battery was dead. It was just like...
Well, Bob, maybe you've been focusing on some other things the last 3 or 4 months with this house remodel, and you haven't, you know... Sometimes you got to do a little preventative maintenance, you know.
Well,
we
like
talk about
like
that.
With that truck, it just sits, and it's so old that I know it's got some shorts in it, and it's a battery killer. So I wasn't totally shocked about that. Sad, but not totally shocked.
Well, you jumped it and it fired right up, though, right?
But the wood splitter, that's been a reliable. It's got a Honda motor. I keep it covered. It's like been perfect. And wouldn't you know, when I get all this muscle with me, that's when it starts acting up.
Yeah.
But we got a lot of wood put
up. Well, there's a split and maul and a wedge.
That's exactly what I'll be doing. So I have a few more wood parties if you want to come over sometime.
I'm busy. I don't even care to get warm in your garage. I'll just stand out in the cold if it means I got to split wood. No, yeah. I'd help if I was there, but I probably won't be there.
Yeah, so it's a good time of the year. What I noticed is the poison ivy is still really green. Everything else is dead.
Ah, so you can identify it.
So it's a great time if you live in the woods like me and you have a problem with poison ivy, which I do. It does not like me.
Right.
And I get it every year. I mean, it's really prevalent and very obvious right now. Everything else is brown. And that's just a beautiful green starting to get a little red to it.
Yep.
But the other thing that's crazy.
So spray me.
The other thing that's crazy this year is we've talked about it a few times, but I put that big raised garden in. I'm still pumping out tomatoes. And peppers.
Yeah. It's crazy. It was
like
a weird
Alaska.
Growing year, wasn't it? I think it was so dry where we are that finally you're getting a little rain and the things are still just kicking.
Well, I've got this one irrigated, so it's been pumping it out all year. But, I mean, I'm still growing small tomatoes.
Well, you think about it, though.
Awesome.
We've had these 75-degree days up until earlier this week, you know, and then you start to get some rain.
You know, if you ever go to Alaska and see the stuff they grow up there, their days are so long. When I was up there a couple of years ago, I saw a 1,200-pound pumpkin.
Yeah,
and that's what these kind of climates can give you.
Right.
And I don't know if there's really such thing as climate change or whatever, but I saw some of the natives or Inuit maybe from the North Pole, and this old chief up there, he claims that the sun is in a different position than it has been all his life. He's like a 90-year-old, the wise old leader of this village, and he says the sun comes up in a different position now. He claims that the axis of the earth is actually in a different position than it used to be. And he accredits that for his weather changing.
Oh, it's not.
Yeah,
it's
in
not,
terms
it's
of
not
the,
a carbon footprint.
In terms of the horizon where he sees it.
Yeah.
Yeah, which really interesting, and that might explain why they have so much ice growing on the South Pole.
Right. Yeah, it could be.
It could be. If that's the case, Michigan's going to be in great shape.
Right.
We're going to have much nicer winters.
Well, I don't know. I didn't see the almanac this year yet to see based on what we've had so far.
Sounds like a bad one.
Is it?
Yeah,
probably. I don't know, though. I wouldn't mind getting some ice fishing in. You know, we maybe ought to pull together a little trip back up to our friends at WUPS and try to hit tip-up town again
this
year.
That'd
be great. We missed
it
last year, so it'd be a lot of fun to head back up there.
I know it.
And if you're listening up there,
Lake.
The grilling guys would love to come north during tip-up town and hang out, and let's get that organized.
The Shivery for Black Lake would be fun, too, though.
Oh, yeah, that was always a good time. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going to the Club 9-11 again. Maybe Maureen can hang on to her purse this time.
Yeah. Well, we got it back. That was a good thing. Coming up next, we're going to talk about some a piece of equipment that Barbecue Bob has been checking out, and he's got a few thoughts and ideas about it, how you might want to get one of these in your backyard. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back. Get lost and get right with my soul.